Tomorrow, voters in the town of Milford decide on a proposed $1 billion resort casino. The town of 27,000 people on Route 495, just south of the Mass Turnpike, prides itself as a close-knit community. But when it comes to this casino referendum, residents appear deeply divided. WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum reports.
In Milford this weekend, it was hard to miss people carrying signs and shouting at traffic.
My name's Carol Ratcliffe. I'm standing on the corner of Route 85 and Dilla Street. I'm holding up a Honk for No Casino sign because we don't want a casino anywhere in the Metro West area. It's not good for jobs. It cannibalizes local businesses, increases crime, increases traffic. It's not good for the schools. It's not good for anyone.
Hey, my name is Nick Ambrogi. I live here in Milford, for Sample Road. I'm standing here in support of the casino for jobs for a lot of people in the construction field. And once the casino's built, even more jobs just at the casino for tourists bringing money into the town and tax dollars for the town. I think it's a win-win.
People in Milford take pride in what they say is a close, diverse community. Many have strong feelings about the proposed casino. Almost a million square foot complex with 10 restaurants, 500 hotel rooms, and several thousand slot machines. Foxwoods Resort and Casino of Connecticut is an investor in the project and has reportedly spent millions to win over Milford residents.
Yes, Sharon. My name is Janet Lucas. I'm a fellow Milford resident calling about the upcoming vote on Tuesday. I support the Foxwoods Resort and Casino, and I was hoping that you would join me in voting yes on Tuesday.
Janet Lucas was sitting on a folding chair on the porch outside the Hoboken City Club in Milford, calling voters on behalf of the casino. Inside the club, a meal of penne and meatballs, provided by Foxwoods, was being enjoyed by supporters, including Maria Valenza, who says she's a volunteer for the campaign, who has lived in Milford for 42 years.
If we don't grab this opportunity, we're not going to have another one in our lives. Because if the casino don't stay, someone else is going to be there. If it's Section 8, it'll be worse. If it's a mall, it'll be worse. If it's office, the same, because they're not going to give us $34 million for the roads. They're not going to give us the money they do, especially for jobs. The opportunity is for Milford first, and we have a lot of people in Milford who need jobs.
On the weekend before the vote, Foxwoods president Scott Butero drove up from Connecticut for a final push.
There's going to be a lot more to it than just gaming. There's going to be great hotel rooms, restaurants, retail, and then there's going to be a huge economic benefit, providing over $30 million up front to the town and over $30 million a year in annual payments, investing over $100 million in roadways, and we're going to be providing money for things like schools and fire and police. It's a thing that I think that the citizens really deserve, and hopefully they understand that.
Casino!
No!
Casino!
No!
When I say
less than a mile from the pro-casino rally, residents who opposed the plan mobilized in a park downtown. Jerry Eddins has lived in Milford for 20 years and is helping spearhead the Vote No campaign. She says the casino is expected to bring 7 million visitors a year to the region, and that will mean more traffic and more crime.
The more I read, I just knew that a casino was not the right decision to make for the town of Milford. What we were talking about was sacrificing our quality of life.
Foxwood says the casino will bring needed jobs to the area, some 3,500 full and part-time positions. But David Morganelli, an attorney who grew up in Milford, says the gaming industry comes with too much baggage to be worth the trade-off.
We want the kind of industry that produces jobs, but with not a lot of the ancillary costs and concerns that come along with those jobs. A workforce that can work here, but it doesn't increase our traffic. It doesn't bring in additional drugs and prostitution where the police are forced to be reactive and not proactive.
Even if voters in Milford approve a casino, they will be facing competition. Only one license will be issued for a casino in eastern Massachusetts. Everett voters have already approved their casino plan, and city officials in Revere hope to win a battle to make Suffolk Downs another contender. The State Gaming Commission will make a final decision in the spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.